Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 670, and it is your review of The Kid as we kick off Charlie Chaplin Month here at the Nerdcore. As always, this is Nerd Chicano here to host show on, so I want to put host Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Monday evening on the Weeb. Wait, no, the Nerdcore.
Shut the fuck up, man. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Irre-fucking-placeable.
Irreplaceable, but I would like for him to check out some of these goddamn releases, you know?
Actually go to the movie theater.
Yeah, actually like kind of go and get to some of these movies because you're irreplaceable, but like goddamn, I have to go to like 10 different people just to be able to get the damn review done. Yeah. Yeah, so irreplaceable, Brad. But you know, just like, damn, go to a theater, goddammit.
Yeah, I have one now because the one closest to me closed.
Yeah.
So I have that one, and then I have my favorite one, which is an hour and a half away.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. But nonetheless, Brad. Before we get into today's review, of course, this is live and early for everyone on the Patreon at patreon.com/nerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get this episode live and early before it goes public for everybody on Tuesday. And, of course, that's all available at patreon.com/nerdcore for $1 a month. But before we can get into the review, Brad, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, Raul. I'm just went to work today, came back, tried to get the dogs to go to the bathroom even though it was raining. Which is always a fucking ordeal.
Yeah.
I did, and I don't think my job's gonna see this probably. I did apply for another job.
Ooh.
So
you're like, oh man, that's how you know some stuff is going down already, huh?
Well, I wasn't planning to, but I came across it on Easter Sunday and I was like, well, this sounds fun. And yeah. So I went ahead and applied for it that night, and we'll see. So,
yeah. Hey, man, what's it called? There's a better opportunity.
It'd be something new and different. I mean, I've been at the same job for like 13 years.
Yeah. How much higher can you climb? No.
I got one more rung probably here.
Yeah. I was like, I got one more. He goes, I got more run in here. Or I go over to AEW.
And get paid more. We'll see.
Yeah. So. But
nothing's set in stone. I might stay where I'm at. So.
Yeah, we never.
I don't hate my job. It just, you know, if you have a new opportunity and you have a chance for something different that you're thinking you might want to do, might as well.
The idea of like, you know, you don't want to think about like, what if I didn't apply to it?
Yeah. I mean, might as well go and try the interview process and see what you think.
Yeah. And find out tomorrow that they did listen to this.
Yeah. Then I'm put into a room and like, Brad, did you apply for a different job? And I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't take it yet. I don't even know. I applied for it. I haven't got any word back. I don't even know if they read my resume.
Yeah. I don't even know if they logged into Indeed yet, damn.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah. Just had a long day over here, man. I went shopping with the clothes that I'm going to wear to my cousin's wedding and had a little predicament with my dog, and we got that situated. I did get her a pup cup, though. We got her a pup cup. Holy shit, she ran through that thing.
They tried to eat the plastic at that point.
Yeah, like, no, she was being that. So sophisticated with it, Brad. Like, yep. She was just going,
yeah.
Oh my God, that looks so wrong. Oh my God, that looks so wrong. Wow, that's gonna get clipped. That is so gonna get clipped. Wow, yeah. But that's basically what my dog was doing. Yeah, oh my God, I just fucking gave them free ammunition there. I fucking gave them free ammunition.
Yeah, you did.
It's just like that one time when I said, what's it called? What did I say, Brad? Like, What was it that I said? I know I have it here.
Hey, this is why I don't read things on screen anymore.
Yeah. My God, Brad. No, I don't remember what the fuck it was, bro. Wow. I was just like, what's it called? Something about sucking, right, Brad?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar. I don't know. We've done 670. This is 670 episodes. We've said a lot of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've done a lot of dumb stuff on this show. Mostly yeah. The live show.
Yeah.
I think 400.
Just love sucking people and then.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Because I was talking about Kirby. That's why I like playing as Kirby, because I would just go and then throw myself off. But of course, it ended up
just
being...
love sucking people and then.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
And then.
But
it's nice course, for you to play it again twice, three times.
Yeah. Yeah. Point is, I think that's, yeah, I give him ammunition for that one. My bad. But, yeah, Brad, we're going to be doing a Charlie Chaplin month this month here on April in the Nerdcore podcast.
The good guy with that mustache.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Brad won the coin toss. So, the first review today is The Kid from 1921. So, Brad, there's no spoiler warning. This is way beyond the spoiler territory. So, go ahead. Let's go ahead and introduce him to The Kid, 1921, Brad.
All right. So, for all those listening out there coming from Wikipedia, The Kid is a 1921 American silent comedy drama film written, produced, directed by, and starring Charlie Chaplin, and features Jackie Coogan as, of course, The Kid. And if you don't know who Jackie Coogan is, that's your Uncle Fester from the Addams Family, by the way. That's some trivia for you. As his foundling baby, Features Jackie Coogan as his foundling baby, adopted son, and sidekick. This was Chaplin's first full-length film as a director. It was a huge success and was the second highest grossing film in 1921. Now considered one of the greatest films of the silent era, it was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress in 2011. Going down the line, directed by Charlie Chaplin, written by Charlie Chaplin, produced by Charlie Chaplin. This is like Curacao all over, except for the starring. Starring Charlie Chaplin, Jackie Coogan, and Purviance. Cinematography, R.H. Tothro? I just want to say Totoro. Edited by Charlie Chaplin. Music by, guess who?
Charlie Chaplin.
Production company, Charles Chaplin Productions. It was distributed by First National, though. Just you know.
Yeah.
We almost got it straight down the wire. Yeah. Running time. Original cut was 68 minutes. The 1972 re-release, which I'm guessing we watched on Criterion, was 53 minutes. And a budget of $250,000. Box office, $5,450,000.
Phew. Damn.
Holy yeah. God.
I mean, Brad, he was that guy, Brad.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's like, I'm not going to ask you to adjust that by for inflation, but yeah, that's.
I have a lot of money.
A lot of money, bro. A lot of money. Yep. Yep.
Now, is that from the 72 re-release? Did they
probably
release that to theaters?
Yeah.
Which is still pretty good, if that's the case.
Yeah. But Brad, so this is a, what's it called? Well, not the first one. Our first one was,
Great Dictator.
The Great Dictator. But this is the first silent film we have reviewed on the channel.
Reviewed, yes, not watched for the channel.
Yeah, that's Nosferatu, which you can access on the Patreon for the $5 tier. So, I'd like to say, not the first silent film I've watched. I've watched, of course, Nosferatu, but I've also watched Nanook at the North, which is a silent documentary. I have to say that I really like this movie because it really moves. It moves well, like really, really good. Actually, like it moves really good.
Apparently, really good. And also, it's only 53 minutes.
True. But Kurosawa's, what's it called? What's it called? The last film we watched was like 50-something, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, there were moments where I was like, okay, can we move forward a bit more? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And that was in sound. Yeah. So what's it called? So I really like the kid. I think that it moves really well. I love the performance from Charlie Chaplin and especially Jackie Coogan.
I mean, I'll have to find the quote from Chaplin. He just says about Coogan that, you know, this kid just brings, you know, just brings the house down. Let me go search.
Right?
Yeah, let me go search. Yeah, he's the first child star to have his parents steal his money. There's a long line after that.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought
it was Macaulay Culkin.
Spectacular film, Brad. I really liked this movie. I thought that it was so funny, and you know, it just shows how funny like these films can be without even having to like say a lick of a word, but just like seeing everything happen on screen just really elicits that like that laughter and that entertainment from this film. But there's also like very beautiful moments, and like there's moments where it's really heartfelt, and Charlie Chaplin just captures all of that in this movie, man.
Yeah, and I am currently looking for that quote.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
Well, just that's fine. Let's go. We'll put it to the side for now.
I'll just say Brent. Charlie Chaplin admonished Coogan and just said that like he basically stole the screen every time he was on there.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, what's your initial thoughts on the kid?
This is a great movie. You know, silent films, I don't have a lot of experience with silent films. There's of course Nosferatu. But really this is probably a handful of silent films I've seen, if that. And this is the second Charlie Chaplin film. And Chaplin is just an on-screen presence, and I understand why he was the biggest star of his time. Because that man's movements, that man moves so well and is just funny, and just, you know, he takes that limelight. Your eyes automatically focus on him and whatever he's doing. And most of the time, it's something, you know, this is 1920s, I mean, we're still laughing at some of this.
Yeah. I also really like the new score that he put for this movie.
Oh yeah, the score.
Did you notice that? It was like really good score.
I like the picture quality. They really cleaned this up.
They cleaned it up because there is no way that this movie looked like this back then.
No, and if you watch City Lights, they clean when we review it Thursday, they clean that up as well. So I have a feeling a lot of Chaplin movies have been cleaned up. I wish they would do that for Kurosawa, but you know.
Yeah,
we're at where we're at. This is Chaplin. I mean, this is one of his well-known ones. That's why I picked it, because I was like, well, if I'm going to pick a Chaplin one, I'm going to pick a well-known one, so I can see what all the hype's about. But yeah. I mean, the casting is correct in this. Jackie Coogan as his basically little buddy that helps him.
He also grows really attached to.
Oh yeah, I mean he raises the child that he didn't want, and they spend 10 minutes of him trying to dump the child off on people, which is great.
I love the beginning, him just throwing rocks at the windows.
Yeah, Jackie Coogan just throwing rocks at the windows, and then you know, Chaplin's character coming over. Oh, the tramp. That should be easy to remember. The tramp coming over and selling window panes.
Yeah. Yep.
And then
it's so funny.
And then his every time he's on there and he's having to deal with that one particular policeman, and he's talking to the cop's wife and flirting with the cop's wife. But oh, yeah.
My God. Yeah. It's so funny. But I also like, what's it called? The throwing the things, and then just that kid has so much of facial like facial, what's it called? Expressions, Brad. Like his face says so much about what we're watching. Oh,
when he's being taken away and he's pleading.
Yeah, yeah.
one of my favorite scenes in the movie is when he's fighting that one kid who's bigger than him, but he's beating his ass. And then like the brother comes and he's like, if your kid wins, I'm beating you. And Chaplin's like, ah. And Chaplin goes over and like stands on Coogan and he's like, stay down.
Yeah. And that's just what you get, man. What's it called? From this movie, like just Chaplin's like charm, his charisma. Like that's something that you notice like right off the bat, that this guy, like, he's not saying a single word. And yes, once you got to that period when he was starting to say some words, it was like, okay, cool. Finally, I get to put a voice to this face that I've been watching and he sounds great. But like before that, you didn't need it. Like, no. Honestly, like he's so follow the story. Great, even without any sound.
Yeah, you can follow the story with a few words, a few written words. You can follow the story completely. And it's, you know, very well paced and very creative. And that, I think that's the thing about silent films, is you had to be creative.
Yeah.
To make these and to keep that story going. And I bring up creative because of the dream sequence, which was hella weird when it
first,
like I kind of looked away at
with
one point
and then shit?
I looked back up and I'm like, what the fuck? I had to rewind.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I'm I found the 1 hour and 8 version, Brad. Yeah, this looks very different. They cleaned it up a lot. This looks like really like brownish, Brad, like a brown tint on it.
Yeah.
So they definitely cleaned this up a lot.
And the picture quality is great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
The cleanup they did.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I love the new score. The picture quality is great. Charlie Chaplin's just so funny. Like it's definitely what's it called? You very much notice why he was as big as he was.
Yeah.
Because he's got it, man. And he just makes you laugh without even needing to do anything, Brad. Like, but we knew that from the Great Dictator. Like, just from the moment that he's doing the what's it called, taking out the things. Like, wait, what the hell? The water's going. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's just simple stuff that he creates just hilarity from, and that I mean that's a gift. That's not learned or anything. That's just a gift of comedy for him.
Yeah,
and just physical comedy. I mean, above and beyond, he's just great at it.
He's great at it, bro. Is there anything else that we need to bring up about him, Brad? In this film?
I mean, I love the look, the tramp look, which will kind of be consistent. At least it has for these last two, because the tramp is again in City Lights. There are a lot of set pieces in City Lights that are on this movie, so I don't I'm not sure which came first. I think this one came first, but I could be wrong on that. The thing is it's like
you want to like think the costumes
not, yeah I mean
like the costumes are great
like, costumes are great
but the pancakes, Brad. You fucking putting a whole goddamn stick of butter on that pancake, bro.
Whole stick of butter, and then you know that syrup, I don't think was syrup back in the day.
Nah, bro, that was not.
That was like lard.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fucking lard, bro. Yeah. Oh my god.
But the father-son mentorship kind of in evolution in this movie. From, you know, the tramp not wanting anything to do with his baby because, you know, he just finds a baby and kind of forced to take care of him. And then you see he actually, like, he dotes on this child. And he does the best with what he can. I mean, yeah, he's having the kid break laws with him so he can put food on the table. But, you know, sometimes you do what you need to do.
Yeah. Trying to see if Roger Ebert reviewed this one. Yeah. Trying to see if he reviewed it. I don't think he did, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of back there.
Yeah, you gotta fucking really find this. Let me see. Roger Ebert on The Kid, 1921. Is he gonna say the enduring legacy of the kid of the Charlie Chaplin's The Kid? But this is written by somebody else. And it's by somebody else. Oh, there you go. Films of Charlie Chaplin. Let me see. Control F. The Kid. All right.
While you do that, I'm gonna look up some trivia.
Yeah. Bro, this is a fucking article about like a retrospective they're having, bro. All right. Let's see. Charlie Chaplin, what's it called? Reviews from him.
Oh, it's not just Charlie Chaplin. It is Sir Charles Chaplin.
Sir Charles Chaplin, yeah. Sir Charles Chaplin. But, yeah, I can't find it, Brad. Nonetheless, fantastic movie. I can't say that it's better than The Great Dictator. So I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8.5 out of 10. That's my final verdict. I like The Great Dictator more. I think it's a better movie. But for what this is and what I was able to watch, I really like it, and I thought it was really fun. And I think it has a really heartwarming story about chosen family. So that was a fantastic film. Brad, what's your final verdict?
I kind of agree with you. I think The Great Dictator is a better film. And after watching City Lights, which I'll keep my review for Thursday, I'll keep that score hidden away. Yeah. But after watching that and The Great Dictator, I agree with you. I think at least The Great Dictator is a better movie. And for that, I'm going to give the same score, 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
But this is a hilarious silent film, again, from Sir Charles Chaplin.
Fantastic, man. I'm glad that we did this. I've completely forgot that we had said, like, a while ago, I was like, hey, maybe we don't have anything for April. It is his birthday. I was like, I completely forgot about that, Brad.
Yeah, and then I just looked up actors' birthdays in April, and the first one was Charles Chaplin. I'm like, that works.
Yeah. It's like, okay, why not? Yeah. It's better than trying to do Western Month Part 2, right, Brad? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, didn't we do a Part 2 that wasn't horrible?
No, we didn't do a Part 2, Brad.
Okay, we gave up on that.
We might try.
maybe one day. Yeah. Our horror months have gotten better.
Yeah. So their off-screen, I'm looking at some trivia here. It says that like they spent every Sunday, Jack Coogan and Charlie Chaplin, during the first weeks of filming, Chaplin would take Jackie to amusement parks and pony rides and other activities. Some have seen Chaplin's relationship with Coogan as an attempt for Chaplin to reclaim his own unhappy childhood, while others have interpreted Chaplin's attention toward the boy as recasting Coogan into the child that he had just lost. Oh, man.
They do say the greatest comedians are born from
a lot of sadness. Yeah.
A lot of sadness.
Yeah. The production company tried to cheat Sir Charles Chaplin by paying him for his 6-reel film. Why did what they would ordinarily pay for a 2-reel film, which was about $500K. Chaplin took the unassembled film out of state until the company agreed to the $1.5 million he was supposed to be paid, plus half the surplus profits on rentals, along with reversion of the film to him after 5 years on the rental market.
That man was like, I am taking this on a boat and not giving it back until you pay me.
The portrayal of poverty and cruelty of welfare workers are reminiscent of Sir Charles Chaplin's own childhood in London. This makes it the most autobiographical film he ever made. Hmm. Wow. Wow. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, and you get that from him, like, what's it called, during this movie. I think there are moments where you kind of do feel like, hey, I'm, like, kind of hitting something close to home here. And it's probably why it makes the performance even that good.
Yeah, you know?
Well, Brad, that concludes our first review, Charlie Chaplin Month, as we finish up with The Kid. And as always, you can keep up to date with us on all things social media by joining us at thenerdcore.com, Twitter at thenerdcore_, Instagram at thenerdcore, and Threads as well. Our TikTok is at thenerdcore. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. You can also join our Discord by checking out the Discord link in the description below. You can also leave a like on this video because that's free and it's positive and it's great. And subscribe to the channel and click the notification bell when you're done subscribing so you don't miss another review during Charlie Chaplin month here. And of course, on the podcast side of things, make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app of choice and leave a 5-star review. Our patrons are the ones who make this possible. We can't thank them enough for who they are and what they do for us. They are great people and they make this possible, man. Today, the Dune Part 2 review went up. So guys, please go and check that out. It's already up on the channel. We know y'all want this and please go out there and show us how much y'all wanted it because we could use some views on that. So go and check that out. But of course, not impossible without people like our executive producer, Shane. Where can they find him, Brad?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL or go buy something from the Subby God at PrisonCityVintage.com.
Yeah. That's, Brad, that's so nice, Brad, that when Jackie Coogan was an adult and he was like struggling financially, without hesitation, Charlie Chaplin handed him $1,000. Which for that time, right? That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And we know Jackie Coogan found fame again.
Yep.
On the Addams Family. So.
Yeah. Well, man. With that said, we thank you all so much for joining us for this first review. Join us on Thursday on Patreon for City Lights, and on Saturday for the public, for that review. Like I said, we're kind of structuring this a little differently, guys, because I do have an episode of Cinema Condition to record with Brad. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but we got to restructure a little bit of the reviews. So this month, we only have one extra review from both of us. And then, of course, you have the mini pod and all that wonderful stuff. But for now, that's all we've got, guys. We thank you all so much for joining us, Brad. Let's go ahead and send them out of here.
All right, Raul. Thank you, being host as always. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our patron supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you to all those who join us in future chats. And to end this episode, don't try to kidnap a kid. Charlie Chaplin, whoop your ass. Young Yoda out.